L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland. United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. We're discussing the meeting in Alaska, the ambitions of the Kremlin, the ambitions of Kiev, and now the ambitions of Washington, which I'll divide into half. There's the White House and there's Congress. Congress is not in session. The White House is always busy. So we'll begin with the White House. Jeff, Mr. Trump is well known as a bold actor who keeps the camera on him. That's important here because going to Alaska itself strikes me as a concession by the Russians, since this used to be Russian territory and we took it away from them. With gold, yes, but persuasion as well, once upon a time. So we're meeting in what used to be Russia is now the U.S., just to introduce a theme of taking back territory that was once yours. All right. However, Mr. Trump is aware of the fact that this is a big moment, a very big moment. What does he want? What's the maximum and minimum he expects from this meeting?
And to begin with, John, you're quite right. The irony of this meeting occurring in Alaska, which is Russian territory, is not lost on anyone. I don't necessarily think that was a concession by the Russians. Again, I think that was a concession by the U.S. to have the meeting wherever it was going to be held. Mr. Trump several times has made mistakes and said publicly, I'm going to Russia. And I've been following Russian media, and they find that comically amusing. And so much of Russian media has been talking about maybe we ought to insist on getting Alaska back, too, when Putin goes to Anchorage. But as far as the United States, the main thing Mr. Trump has tried to portray himself is as the great peacemaker. And I think he clearly has aspirations for a Nobel Peace Prize, and he's publicly talked about that. So that's not really surprising. We recall, of course, that he ran for office saying I'd end this war in a single day. And now we're about 300 days or 200 days into that administration, and it has not occurred. So he wants to be the peacemaker, wants to be known for that, wants the Nobel Prize. Furthermore, I think he wants to normalize relations with the Russians, and he's talked about that, and seems to view that there are enormous economic opportunities in terms of Arctic oil and critical minerals and et cetera, if in fact that we could normalize relations with the Russians. I found that curious because if we normalize relations with the Russians for those kind of advantage, but we then stymie good relations with our European allies, and they seem to me in terms of economics, 400 million prosperous Europeans are a lot better partner than 140 million Russians in that particular regard. And then furthermore, I think, frankly, Mr. Trump sees this effort, because a lot of things Mr. Trump does, I personally believe, are performative, is to move attention away from things he doesn't want to talk about. As this whole effort over this Epstein case was gaining momentum, suddenly we have a summit and suddenly no one's talking about that and everybody's focusing on that. And I think Trump is brilliant when it comes to thinking through how you manipulate communications. But again, he hasn't transformed his rhetoric into action. And as we get this summit underway, Mr. Trump, I think, goes into this meeting in a very powerful position based on the threat of sanctions that he said he was going to impose previously, which we've discussed, and large-scale sanctions that have been agreed upon by up to 85 U.S. senators. John, I didn't think we'd get 85 senators to agree on what day it was. But they've agreed on this large package of sanctions against Russia. They're not going to bring it to the floor unless Mr. Trump tells them to do it.
The secondary sanctions are a tool that has not been used. And that tool is, for example, I have from Mike McFaul, who was ambassador to Russia for the Obama administration until the Putin Kremlin turned against him. He says, apply the secondary sanctions and continue U.S. aid before we negotiate any resolution of the conflict.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it seems to me this is, Brett McGurk has talked about this, but a very binary meeting for Mr. Trump. I mean, Mr. Trump, if he wants this to be viewed as a success, needs to go in and come out with a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Seems to me he should walk into the meeting and simply say, we need a ceasefire right now. Once that ceasefire is in place, we'll begin a negotiation process and we'll put anything on the table you want to talk about. But the ceasefire goes on the table now, okay? Mr. Putin wants to do land swaps and talk about what the official language of Ukraine is and the size of the Ukrainian military, will we have elections, and get agreement on all that and then have a ceasefire. So it's the order of those things happen. I agree with McGurk. And so I would simply say, Mr. Trump, this could be a short meeting. Agree to a ceasefire right now, or these secondary and primary sanctions are going to go on Russia tomorrow afternoon. And you know, and the plane, the engine's still running on Air Force One. I'm out of here. You know, if you don't agree to that, I'm out of here. And take a page from Mr. Reagan's playbook when he went to the summit with Gorbachev in Reykjavik. And they were moving very quickly, it looked like, towards an agreement on a dramatic reduction in nuclear weapons. And suddenly Gorbachev announced, well, we have to have a concession for the United States to publicly agree that it will no longer pursue the Star Wars ballistic missile defense. And Mr. Reagan said, no, we're not going to do that. And he walked away. Many people painted that as a failure. I think as things turned out in the aftermath, that was a success. And Trump himself has walked away from things. Remember the Hanoi summit with Kim Jong-un, where Kim Jong-un insisted on really a very poor deal with the United States, and Trump walked away. My worry now, John, is an old friend of yours was standing by his side advising him, a guy named John Bolton, who I know would have insisted that what was offered by the North Koreans was a very weak deal. I don't see a cast of characters around Mr. Trump now that will be that hawkish or that steadfast going into these negotiations.
30 seconds, Jeff. Is this a success or the beginning of a long conversation?
I think that remains to be seen, John. I think success will be measured in the days and weeks ahead. If we could get a ceasefire, that will be a success. If we don't get a ceasefire, but Mr. Trump is steadfast in supporting the Ukrainians, and then we walk out of this with a more united NATO, that'll be a success. If we walk out of this with now antagonism between the United States and the Ukrainians and painting the Ukrainians as the problem, which Mr. Putin wants to do, and disunity with our allies, the Russians will be happy and we'll have lost.
Colonel Jeff McCausland.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.